the agenda. So we'll move to special business. The first item, adoption of emergency ordinance 2020-07. And I'm just going to read the first, an emergency ordinance of the Dillingham City Council rather than reading the whole paragraph. Is there a motion to adopt?
Move to adopt, then.
Andy Anderson moves. Is there a second?
Second.
And Kurt Armstrong seconds. Discussion. So, Council, I guess I'll throw something in first. I want to say I would urge you to adopt the ordinance. I know that it's not perfect. There's still some areas that need to be worked on, but I have to, I guess, I heard a few people say about let's keep doing something. And also, I would hate to see it lapse and then come back next week, and we have this week's pause where we're then scrambling to try to, you know, recover. I will say that I think that the commercial fishing 2020 memorandum needs work still. I think the staff took a really good shot at trying to come up with the rules for the community. And I think that can use some work, especially based on some of the recommendations we heard tonight. Some of them were really good. And I want to say I strongly support the intent during the region. And I think we need to keep pressing the state for that. But anyway, so that would be my suggestion to the council. I would like to see you adopt the ordinance. Let's keep working on it. Is there a discussion?
Mayor?
Craig.
Craig. Yeah, so I think that there's some points I wanted to make about this ordinance, and I appreciate staff time. I mean, this is a lot of work obviously done to get this to us, and I appreciate that. There's a lot of problems from my point of view about it. You know, I don't like the Connect Section 4. The districting is kind of an issue for me. The referencing of memos is kind of an issue as well for me, and the drift launching for residents and restricting the harbor from residents is also an issue as well. But what I really like is the face masks are there, consideration of our neighbors and the permitting, and I also appreciate the testing. I didn't know that that was a possibility that we could do that reasonably in this community before tonight. So I appreciate the work that's been through it. You know, if we adopt this, that means that I won't be able to do stuff I plan on doing tomorrow. I know that I had to make considerations for the current state that we're in, but the boatyard's not going to be open until the 15th. I have some issues with the actual timing of this. And I feel like we could do some more work on this in the next day and possibly extend the current ordinance so that we were able to fine tune some of the issues here before we lose any kind of restrictions on travel into town.
Okay, thanks, Craig. Maybe a question for either Todd or Brooke. So if we adopt the ordinance, but we don't authorize the memo, which is where a lot of the issues are that people brought up, then we've got an ordinance and it just doesn't have the fishing district identified. Is that correct? So the ordinance would still contain the permit system and the exclusions that we're adopting tonight, the clarifications, but it would just leave the fishing-related use district undefined for a while. And I'll just say, is that a question, Brooke, you can answer?
Yeah, I can answer that. The ordinance references an attached map. In section 5, it anticipates a zoning map. So the you would need to somehow modify section 5 to say that the district is not being created, but that or to simply delete the last sentence that references a map. You then have a district that's created by a narrative, which is, can be somewhat problematic because maybe people don't know exactly whether their property is or isn't within the district. On the other hand, enforcement is discretionary, and you could, the easiest way to kind of put this on the books, so to speak, and come back and make the map more specific, or even take another approach entirely, would be to delete the last sentence of section 5. I do think if you're going that way, you are going to want to reconvene relatively soon, because a lot of this ordinance depends on people knowing exactly what is the fisheries-related use district.
Well, I guess another question then, Brooks, what if a way to continue the permit system with changes and then have more time to look at the fishing district, what if the council amended it to just delete the content of Section 5 and just, how you sometimes see things that say intentionally left blank? What if it just was blank there so that we could address that as we develop what we want a district to look like?
A little bit slow on my unmuting, but I'm here. Okay, so there is a way to move in that direction. It involves more than deleting Section 5. You would move to amend to delete Section 5 and to delete Section 16.
Mayor, this is Greg.
Yeah, Greg, go ahead.
Does that also affect section 15?
It would, but you wouldn't necessarily have to delete section 15 because, at least for the time being, there are not going to be any travel permits for entry into this district if you've been deleted. But you certainly could do it, and it would make sense to do it to delete it.
Madam Mayor?
Bill, go ahead.
I just want to say that I was really moved by a number of the comments that were made during the public testimony during the work session, and I do believe that what we're doing is kind of being more restrictive of our citizens than we are of the people who are coming in. And I don't know that it's something that we could do at this meeting, but I would really like to use the power that we have over the boat harbor and have a harbor use permit. And in order to get the harbor use permit, that's $100,000 or whatever big number we want to put on it, and we wave it toward locals. I think that would allow us to have a fishery. It would just be a local fishery. I will be supporting the ordinance that we're going over tonight, but I do think that we need to protect our people as much as we possibly can. And I really feel that there's a lot of things that I could do, but I can't on my conscience feel like I didn't do as much as possible to protect the community.
Okay, thanks, Bill. Chris, did you have something? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I think that staff and Brooks did a heck of a job on this ordinance. I would hope that by next Thursday's meeting, we could modify the fisheries-related use District 1. I think that if we encompass the PAF yard and Peter Pan and draw that line there, I think people would have access to Napa, and I think they'd have access to the rest of the harbor and the harbor master and some of those other facilities like Lummi and Redneck, Mike Sparks operation. I like District 2, and I would hope by Thursday we could figure out without, I've learned my lesson on making amendments to ordinances without some research, but I wish that under Section 6, the permitted use would include residents that practice subsistence and recreational use, that there's no greater social distancing than getting out on the river, and there's no people there, sitting on a riverbank up on the Nooshiak. You get to watch airplanes and boats pass by, but it's not a lot of people there. So that's a great recreational zone for subsistence and for residents to go. And the lake, our state parks are beautiful, and there's no greater social distancing. I think that's healthy for outdoor activities like that. I'd like to figure out how to get those in there, and I'm not going to make any amendments tonight. I will support passing this, and hopefully next Thursday we can have some of those revisions.
Okay, thanks, Chris. Council, any other comments?
Yeah, this is Greg again.
Greg?
Thank you. I'd like to make a motion to amend, and I guess I will make it and see what the vote is on this, but a motion to amend this ordinance to strike Section 4, Section 5, Section 6B, and then also strike Section 5 of the memo that accompanies it, Commercial Fishing 2020 Memorandum. That the reason for that would be to strike fishery-related use districts out of this. We can look at it another time and get a better handle on that, but still keep the face masks, the coronavirus testing, and all the other stuff in it, except for, of course, I mean, I think that people should be able to go to Kinakanik Beach. That's my motion.
Okay, Greg's motion was to strike Section 4, 5, 6B, and the attached memorandum. Is there a second?
Sorry, let me clarify that. I only want to strike the line 5, the bullet point 5 in the attached memorandum.
Okay.
Did you want me to restate the motion again?
Your motion, let me see if I can restate it. Your motion was to delete Section 4, 6B, and bullet B on the memo. Is there a second? Okay, there's no second, so the motion fails. Is there any other motions?
Madam Mayor?
Yes, who is that, Bill?
Bill, yeah. I just wanted to, one of the things that has brought me to the conclusion that I've come to is that the consideration of local residents going into the Boat Harbor to go to Napa or to go to the other facilities is that those are the places where it's most likely to be transmitted, because people are going to be going in and out of those businesses all the time. And so if we either have to go with the quarantine that we're talking about, or like I said before, do what we can to limit access to the harbor. Because if we have a local resident, they go to Napa and they pick up the virus, they're going to be the vehicle to transmitting it into the community when they go home and when they visit, you know. So it's, to me, you know, that's the big thing, is that all of those things are intertwined, and they're going to be accessed by fishermen that are outside of our community. And I just don't see any way to make that safe.
Okay, thank you, Bill. Caleb?
Yes, thank you, Madam Mayor. I think my comments are I was kind of under the impression, more or less, that this this ordinance that we're coming to was essentially more or less going to be about specifically the travel situation, or we're coming to expire here. And with this new fisheries-related use district, I think we've added a whole huge layer of complexities here. I like the permit, permitted use. I like that how it is. But I think adding this large fisheries district that does need work is a little bit too much to bite off right now. I guess essentially I would like to make a motion that, you know, anything related to this Section 5 fisheries related use district, and let me rephrase that. I'd like to make a motion that anything that isn't essentially focused on the travel issue, I think we need to revisit that time ASAP, or all comprehensive, very complex ordinance here. I think there's a lot of work to be done, and this is an amazing start and an amazing conversation starter. I'm not a fan of passing things to say, well, thank you.
Thank you, Caleb. Council, I guess the motion that's before you right now is to adopt the ordinance as is. If you are you thinking about coming back right away to address some of the areas that you don't like, or did you want to amend it to remove the reference to the fishing related district tonight?
Honestly, I'd like to remove any language pertaining to the fisheries related district. Let's see. That's also, let's see, Section 5, Section 6, Bravo. That would also be Section 12, Bravo. Section 15. Also Section 16, the face mask requirement. I think we can do a little work on that. I don't think we should pass it as is. Section... let's see, 18 Charlie, 18 Delta, and then the commercial fishing 2020 memorandum.
I didn't get all those down. There's a bunch of them. Did you get that, Lori? Okay. So, Caleb, is that a motion?
Yes. And my intent is to essentially solve our issue of travel, hopefully tonight, because I think my impression is we kind of agree on that language, and to take this in smaller bites is my hope.
is there a second to Caleb's motion?
I'll second that.
Okay, Caleb moves, Greg Marksmiller seconds. Discussion?
I don't completely agree with that, but I think that I also agree with, like, I would like to keep the face mask section 16 in there, but I also agree that we should look at this fisheries use district more in depth, and we should keep the rest of the ordinance. So it kind of essentially does what I was hoping to do, but without the Kanaknak and with the face mask.
Okay. Is there discussion about this, about the proposed amendment? Bill, go first, and then I'll call on Caleb.
My opinion on this right now is that this is kind of a bulwark until we can get something better. And I don't like passing things and then saying we're going to amend them later either, but we're in difficult times right now. And I would rather have the bulwark there and then fix it than to have transmission going on. Again, I'll be supporting the ordinance.
Okay, thank you, Bill. Caleb?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I guess I'm seeing this as the action taken in the right direction with the best due diligence we can to our citizens. I don't feel, I thank you, Bill, for your statement. I understand the light of the mold, but I think we need to, you know, our first thing was to address the travel ban, and we're still dealing with that, and that's taking up a lot of our time. So I think if we can pass a very small portion of this and move on to the next and kind of get a very good lens on each thing and pass those, I mean, I think that's the way we're in choke on this and die is my perspective. And at least if we all agree on something, we can settle on that, pass it, move on to the next. You know, put the microscope over it, settle on whatever we need to do for the next section, pass it, fail it, move on to the next. I don't think us passing something with the knowledge that it's not good enough, we're telling our citizens we're failing them and we're willing to do that, and I don't believe that's right. Thank you.
Madam Mayor?
Yeah, Andy?
Yeah, just if Caleb would kind of explain what the problem with the face mask issue is. I didn't catch that. He mentioned it.
Caleb?
My problem is that it's not a problem. I think face masks are a good idea. They do stop transmission. This is a lung issue, a respiratory issue. But I think many of our vendors are going in the right direction. That they're requiring requirements that essentially they can legally do this and enforce it. Because that's their business practices. And if we can allow businesses to delegate how they're going to do business versus us making a mandate, I think we should allow business to take care of that sector, and they're able to take on that instead of us making the mandate. Again, I agree. A mask does wonderful things if you use it properly, if you have the right mask. But us mandating something currently, it looks great, don't get me wrong, but I think if we can allow businesses to enforce that, then we should let them.
Okay, thank you, Caleb. Council, any further discussion on the amendments?
Could somebody repeat those, please?
Thank you, Andy. I was just going to ask Lori if she would do that. So the amendment is to remove specific sections from the code. And Lori, did you get the list down that Caleb went through?
Yeah, section 5, section 6, Bravo, 12, Bravo, 15, 16, 18, Charlie, 18, Delta, and the 2020 memorandum.
Okay, thank you, Lori. Council, any further discussion on the amendment? No discussion. I'll ask Lori to call the roll on the amendment to Emergency Ordinance 2020-07.
Bill?
No.
Greg?
Yes.
Caleb?
Yes.
Kurt?
Yes.
Andy?
Yes.
Chris?
Uh-oh. Chris, yes. We didn't hear you.
No. Did you hear me?
I did hear you that time. And so, Lori, remind me, was it 5-1 or
2 opposed, 4 yes.
In favor. Okay, Council, the amendment carries with 4 votes. So what's before you is an amended Emergency Ordinance 2020-07. Any further discussion?
Madam Mayor?
Yes, Greg.
I would like us to reconsider the memo and the excluded sections in our next council meeting.
Okay, thank you, Greg. I appreciate that. We'll make sure Todd has direction to include more in the next report. Any further discussion? I have 2 people. I heard Chris Napoli first, and then someone else.
Andy,
I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead, Chris.
Maybe before we're done talking about this ordinance, if you could define a process that would be easier for you and staff to allow council to email or some kind of a process where we can add or delete areas of this ordinance before our next meeting on Thursday. Thank you.
Okay, great. Thank you, Chris. Andy?
Yeah, I agree with Chris, and I think he covered most of what I thought. But I even think maybe, I don't know, I don't know how much we get done at work. I would not be against having another workshop prior to this meeting so that we can further discuss some of these issues. And these are a long ways from being solved in my mind. Thank you.
Thank you, Andy. I totally agree. And I guess I would agree, too, that even though we have to say it a lot, things move quickly. The state issues mandates and then issues amendments, and it moves faster than we can react. I do agree with you. And we'll maybe talk about the next meeting date here when we get down to the council discussion, because I am assuming you want one soon. Soon, but enough time to allow staff to work on the direction we'll give them. So, any further discussion? No further discussion. So we'll ask clerks call the roll on adoption of Emergency Ordinance 2020-07 as amended.
Andy?
Yes.
Greg?
Yes.
Chris?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Kurt?
Yes.
Caleb?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Council. That carries, and Emergency Ordinance 2020-07 has been adopted as amended. So we'll move on to adoption of Resolution 2020-14, a resolution of the Dillingham City Council establishing the level of funding for the Dillingham City School District for the fiscal year ending June 30, 2021. Is there a motion?
Move to adopt.
I had 2 people. I'll count. Chris Napoli is moving, and Andy Anderson is second. That's okay. Council, discussion?
Call for question, Madam Mayor.
Question's been called. Is there any objection? Bill, were you wanted to speak?
I just wanted to make sure that everybody knew that I am an employee of the school district, but I don't really feel like I have any financial impact from this. So with the council's permission, I'd like to vote.
Thank you, Bill. Well, lucky we have Brooks on the line. I will say this has come up in the past, and the advice from our attorneys is that has been that your part in this is so small that it's really not considered a financial conflict of interest. And I would assume that's the same for both you and Caleb. Brooks, is that correct?
Yes, the issue would be whether the salary of the school district employees would be tied to adoption of this. And I have to apologize because I've been focused entirely on the other item on the agenda. Is this the local contribution for the next fiscal year to the school district?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, okay. So that is not going to be so directly tied to an individual's existing salary are the council members like union members or non-union or?
I think they're union.
So anyway, wages are set by a collective bargaining agreement. So.
That's right.
Yep.
Okay, thanks, Brooks. So, Bill, you and Caleb can vote. All right, Council, further discussion, and I appreciate, Bill, you remembering to disclose that. No further discussion. We'll ask the clerk to call the roll, please.
Andy?
Yes.
Ray?
Yes.
Chris?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Kurt?
Yes.
Caleb?
Yes.
And that motion carries, and we have adopted the school appropriation. I'll move on, Council, to proclamation community cleanup days. My packet is kind of a mess on my desk. So, Lori, was this informational? Do we need the Council to adopt this? We're not sure. Council, I was approached by the landfill, the Friends of the Landfill about cleanup day, and so Lori and I decided together that just issuing a proclamation was probably appropriate. The idea is that we really need some positive activities that that also sort of encourage the social distancing, and cleanup days have happened historically every year, and so it just seemed like a really good event for the community, so that's why we did that. And we thought that I could do it by proclamation
Mayor.
Without having to bring something to the council. So, yes, Chris.
If need to be on the record, I make a motion to support your proclamation for...
Okay, thank you, Chris. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Greg. Yes, Bill.
The only thing that I was a little concerned about is that maybe there should be something in there about encouraging people to wear masks during that time.
You know, that's probably not a bad idea. We can add a sentence about, following the proper protocol of protection. There's already a statement in there about gloves and gloves provided, or at least I know we talked about it. So masks is a good idea. We'll add that, Bill, as a friendly amendment. Okay. Any further discussions? No discussion. We'll ask clerk to call the roll, please.
Greg?
Yes.
Chris?
Yes.
Bill?
Yeah.
Kurt?
Yes.
Caleb?
Yes.
Andy?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Council. That's adopted. Moving on to the citizens' discussion, and I'm going to assume that we've probably worn everyone out. And also, I'm assuming that there probably is going to be more interest in what we do next. So I'll move to council comments. And before we do that, I have a suggestion. The way that we dealt with the processor plans was that Todd had us email Lori our suggestions or our review. Lori consolidated them. That might be a way to approach this discussion on that district. Todd, what do you think? Because Todd's email box is just jam-packed full daily. And it could be that having Lori sort of consolidate comments over the next 2 or 3 days might be a way to get at something sort of consolidated, Todd. Any thoughts on that?
No, that sounds fine.
Okay, and all I would say is, Council, so feedback on the district or other ways to address or approach that, and this is following what Chris suggested. And I guess I would say, too, that we'll keep you posted on what we hear about Mandate 17, because Mandate 17 makes a difference on what we might want to do, and also the SetNet, because if by some chance we were able to convince the governor to incorporate testing in Mandate 17, then we won't have to do that. And I don't know that it's going to go there, but I wish we could get them to. Council, any other comments from you, or have we totally worn you out? I see Greg and Chris.
Ellis?
Yeah, Chris?
I just want to thank all the time and energy that Todd and his staff has put into keeping safe, and I know you have put in a lot of time, so thank you all, and hopefully we can have good discussion on this ordinance again.
Okay, thank you. Greg, did I see you wanted to say something?
Thank you, Mayor Ruby. I want to also echo Chris's appreciation for our city staff. I'm really glad that Todd is here doing this work. It's really impressive. And I also really appreciate everybody that's been listening and took the time to talk and is involved in this. And I'm really grateful for us to work forward. I hope that I'm happy to meet as soon as possible, Monday, next week, if it's reasonable. Like, this is important stuff, and I really appreciate us working on this.
Thank you, Greg. So I guess council setting a meeting date depends on just how quickly you can get your comments to Lori so that they can be kind of digested and consolidated by Todd and Brooks and any other resources. I don't believe we can meet on Monday. It's just not reasonable to expect that staff can get something produced by then, but we can set a meeting for later in the week. Lori reminds me that Board of Equalization is supposed to be meeting on Tuesday. So do you want to try for another Thursday meeting and with staff getting a packet out to you? Getting a packet out to you before that, the regular May meeting would be on Thursday anyway, if we want to do it that way. So I don't see any objections. So if we say council comments into Lori by, let's say, the close of business on Monday for what you're looking for, she will consolidate that. Todd will be able to get a packet out to us. He's not going to be able to do it by Tuesday. We need to give them time, but maybe by Wednesday for you to digest and Thursday. And I would just remind the public that's online, too, you know, we set up a specific email address so that your emails don't get lost in all the staff emails. And, Todd, can you remind us what that email address is, or Lori, whoever's able to do that?
It's community suggestions at dillinghamak.us. And I can make that easy to find on the website in the morning.
Okay. Yeah, that would be great. Because we were, it's not an exaggeration to say that some of our staff email boxes are just chuck and block full. And it's all constructive kind of stuff, but it's coming from the national, state, every association, every agency is sending emails to offer everything from selling us supplies to you know, holding meetings. And so we were finding that the mailbox is so congested that the staff weren't even able to reply to council emails because they couldn't find them. So I do recommend you use that suggestions email address. So with that, council, any other council comments? For the mayor's comments, I just want to echo the thank yous, and I want to just also echo that I really appreciate the Dillingham residents being so involved and just so they're caring and very passionate about, you know, the survival of our community and the economic survival and our health. It really is. It's very moving, and it makes all the work, you know, worth it. And then also council and residents, just take a moment to remember all of those that we've lost since the last time we came together, and be thankful that we are still, there's no numbers on our part of the COVID-19 map yet. I look at that every day, and I'm thankful there's no numbers there yet. And so with that, council, I will adjourn this meeting, and thank you all.
Good night. And that was the Dillingham City Council special meeting for this Thursday, April 30th. We're going to return to our normal programming now. Outdoor Explorer is on 670 AM.